Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
All right, let's go. Tommy Lugauer. Lugie! If John Harbaugh isn't the Giants head coach, it is a horrible look for the Giants. 888-808-1019. After you roll out the red carpet, you have former coaches, including the guy that just got fired, reach out to John Harbaugh. You have Eli Manning reach out to John Harbaugh. You have Chris Mara go to John Harbaugh's house to have lunch. You send the PJ, the private jet, to get John Harbaugh to your facility to sit down with everybody. You roll out Jackson Dart as the prized possession of this franchise. After all of that, if John Harbaugh decides, I'm going to go to Tennessee, or I'm going to go to Atlanta, then that would be a horrible look for the Giants. And perception is reality. And if the consolation prize is Kevin Stefanski, I, for one, am going to be very upset about that. And anybody that wants to sell me that Kevin Stefanski is some great head coach and that Kevin Stefanski did a lot in Cleveland, then what I would ask you is, do you think Brian Daboll did a good job with the Giants? The answer is no. And Kevin Stefanski has a very similar resume in Cleveland that Daboll did in New York. So I feel like sometimes from the outside looking in, you look at Kevin Stefanski and you say, well, he won a couple of Coach of the Years. He won a playoff game. And we don't know any better. But if I did the same thing to a Cleveland Brown fan right now about Brian Daboll, I would know better. I would know Brian Daboll is not a good head coach. And I'm sure a Brown fan knows that Stefanski's not a good head coach. And that's why he was fired, because he failed at the end there. So that better not be the consolation prize. It better be Mike McCarthy, who should never really be a consolation prize because he's just as good a head coach, in my opinion, based on everything that you can measure a head coach to be. Success, winning, playoffs, record, the whole nine. Mike McCarthy is just as good as John Harbaugh. And for those that thought, oh, John Harbaugh, he won't leave the facility today. It's a done deal. The Giants are clearly the number one destination. They have put on a full court press to get Harbaugh here. Well, John Harbaugh did leave today. He went back to his home. He will be meeting with the Titans and the Falcons. Now, I'm not sweating it. I know a lot of people are. I'm not. I just think it would be a very bad look, a horrible look, if John Harbaugh isn't a Giant. And I'm not saying that the Giants did anything wrong, although I do question how aggressive they were in the sense that you could scare him off because it reeks of desperation. But the Giants are in a situation here where they no longer have control. They no longer are in a situation where they've made their pitch. They brought out Jackson Dart. They had former head coaches, former quarterbacks, ownership, Joe Shane. Everybody showed John Harbaugh the brochure. This is the land you would be buying. This is the real estate you would be buying. And Harbaugh looked all that stuff over, and he left. He left. Is that a good sign? No. I'm not sweating it, but I don't think that's a great sign, because if it was a slam dunk, he would have signed on the dotted line. And right now, John Harbaugh would be the coach of the Giants. But he didn't. And there's a lot to like with the Titans. Like, they're a scary destination if you're a Giant fan like I am. And if you're a Giant fan that's clamoring for John Harbaugh, the Titans have Cam Ward, who was the number one overall pick. Cam Ward showed a ton of promise, especially down the stretch, dealing with a horrific head coach whom they fired in the middle of the year. And also, the Titans were lacking any type of offensive players around Cam Ward. And he still, all things considered, and when you factor all that in, showed that he was well worth being the number one overall pick. Plus, the Titans have a ton of cap space. Plus, and I've been there several times, Nashville, and I'm not saying that John Harbaugh would be interested in all this, but Nashville is a great, great, great place. Now, I know he's not going there technically. They are meeting him, but I wonder out loud if that's just a informal type of situation, and then he will ultimately or eventually go to their facilities. I don't know. But if you said, is it a great sign that Harbaugh left today without a contract? No, it's not. And a lot of people are waiting on pins and needles. And when you consider everything that the Giants put into this, if they have egg on their face when this is all said and done and they don't reel in John Harbaugh as their head coach, they will get crushed. And if you don't think so, what I would pose to you, the audience, let's say this was the Jets. If this was the Jets and they had a head coaching vacancy and the Jets courted John Harbaugh to the level that the Giants have, and they brought Harbaugh to the facility, they sent the PJ, they sent the private jet, they had all former players and coaches call him, and it was beyond obvious to everybody, and all the stuff that was given to the media, because they want you to know that they're all in and they did everything in their power to get John Harbaugh. And then we find out, you know, a couple days later that Harbaugh did not pick the Jets and he went to Tennessee. What would the reaction be? Ha ha Jets, LOL Jets. Nobody wants to be the head coach of the Jets. The franchise is a dumpster fire. They don't know what they're doing. They'll never win. And quite frankly, if you look at the Giants over the last 10 years, there aren't a lot of major differences between the Giants and the Jets. Couple of playoff appearances, one playoff win, but outside of that, they've been neck and neck for the worst franchises in terms of winning in the NFL. What I hope isn't the case here, what I hope, because my wheels are spinning and I'm trying to, because when you have a day like this where it's a lot of fluff and there's a lot of stories and everybody is tracking John Harbaugh and his flight, not only here but home, like the guy is Santa Claus and it's Christmas Eve, and everybody is filled with anxiety and, oh, well, okay, I hope he makes the decision and it's the Giants. I hope that this wasn't like a dog and pony show, and it wasn't John Harbaugh saying, you know what, I have a ton of respect for the Giants. I have a ton of respect for their ownership, for their franchise. I'm not really that interested, but I'm going to go along with all this stuff because I don't want to embarrass them. And I don't want them to look like that. I didn't wasn't really interested, and I just had them over my house. So they did this big charade, and then he doesn't sign it. I hope that's not the case. Because I know that there are so many Giant fans that have their hopes up for Harbaugh. And I've been very consistent with this. John Harbaugh and Mike McCarthy, in my opinion, in my, you know, coaching rankings here, are neck and neck. And I would be thrilled with either guy. Now, until the domino falls, and if Harbaugh's hired, I'm thrilled. I'm happy. And then all my takes about, oh, the Giants were too aggressive, or maybe this was just a dog and pony show, and maybe Harbaugh was just doing this because he didn't want to embarrass the Giants. He has a lot of respect for him, but he doesn't have strong interest or as interest like we all think he does. And I hope to be wrong on that, on all of that. I do. But if my gut feeling here is right, and he takes the Tennessee job, or he takes the Atlanta job, or he takes the Dolphin job, then what? Then what? Because nobody seems to really want to strongly have that conversation about then what. And I do. I want to know what is the pivot if Harbaugh goes somewhere else. If it is Stefanski, I'm not going to be happy at all. And I've been adamant about that, and I will continue to be adamant about that. Because I don't know where you can point to in Kevin Stefanski's time as a head coach in the NFL where you would say, this is the guy. The best thing that he has going for him is two Coach of the Years awards. Okay. If you're sitting at home right now, take out a pencil, take out a pen, take out your phone, and write down all the teams that have won the Super Bowl over the last 10 years. I bet you will at least get 9 out of the 10. And when you're done with that, take out that same pen or pencil or your phone and write down the last 10 Coach of the Years and who they've given that award out to. So who has won Coach of the Year over the last 10 years? You will probably get to, well, one, because you know it's Brian Daboll. And then the other two is Stefanski, because I'm telling you that. Otherwise, you have no idea. Because no one has any idea, because it's a stupid award. That means nothing. What does mean something is Stefanski is under 500 as a head coach. He has one playoff win. He got booted out of Cleveland for two horrible seasons at the end of his time there. And yet, the Giants deem him as the pivot from Harbaugh. And once again, much like the Jets, when they couldn't wait to hire Adam Gase after he was fired, and Mike McCarthy was yesterday's news to them because they had all the answers. Adam Gase, he's so great with quarterbacks. We know everything here. He's our guy. And he ended up being the worst coach, or neck and neck, certainly with Rich Kotite, in franchise history. But the Jets couldn't wait to hire him, and they were overlooking Mike McCarthy. Now, here we are all these years later, and the Giants are overlooking Mike McCarthy, and they can't wait to hire Kevin Stefanski. And people want to tell me that Stefanski, oh, well, remember that coach that failed in Cleveland? And then he went to New England, he won all those Super Bowls? Let me tell you right now, Kevin Stefanski has a better shot of being Adam Gase than he does Bill Belichick. And I feel as strong as I've ever felt about something by saying that. I mean, come on. Come on. I don't understand it in terms of Stefanski. But I do think it's important to have a conversation about the backup or the pivot or the consolation. Those words aren't great because I do think McCarthy doesn't fit any of those words that I just said. But everybody knows about Harbaugh. We know about Harbaugh, and it's done. Like, the Harbaugh courting and flirting with the Giants is over. unless I'm unaware of this and Tiki has reached out to him, as Tiki would say, I'll send him a note, like it's 1910 and it's a carrier pigeon where you put a little note on that when guys went off to war and then they sent a note to their wife named Dottie that everything was okay. And that's how Tiki acts. I sent him a note. No, you didn't. You sent him a text. So unless Tiki has reached out.
Hey, it's Tiki Barber.
Exactly. Which I haven't heard that because I still, you know, am in somewhat of communication with Tiki, and I think he would tell me.
Do you need anything else?
Yes, I do. What I need it to know is, have you reached out to John Harbaugh? Have you done your part? I'm teasing. Although this would be funny. If Harbaugh doesn't sign with the Giants, we could say, well, you know, Eli reached out. Had only Tiki reached out, maybe he would have came there.
I'm banning you from the station.
Well, you don't have the authority to do that. You don't have the authority to do that. You could have done that when I was working with you. Now that I have my own show, you don't have that kind of power. You have a lot of power. You have a lot of stroke. Not that much stroke. So that's where I'm at right now. And I'm laying it all on the table. I think the Giants were a little too aggressive in their courting. And I think when you are too aggressive, you at times can scare somebody off. I equate it to when you meet a girl. And if you reek of desperation and you double text her and you tell her about an ex when it's on like your first date and you're already bringing up an ex-girlfriend, or you call her at midnight drunk, and you could do a lot of things that just come off like, not great. And I understand that the Giants are in that position, but you don't want to show that you're in that position, right? Like, we all know they're desperate, but why would you show that you're desperate? Like, at some point, you know, they're going to have Strahan call the Harbaugh home, and Harbaugh's going to go, his wife's going to go, honey, Michael Strahan on line two. Tell him I'm playing golf. I can't take any more phone calls from them. And I'm having a little fun with this, but you get my point. Or hopefully you get my point. Or hopefully you can understand where I'm coming from. Because we're all going through it right now. Because this is a very unique situation where there is a head coach out there that is interviewing the teams. It's the Bachelorette. He's handing out the rose. So we have to dissect and try to figure out where his head's at. We have to analyze, did the Giants do too much? Did they do too little? Should they have not brought Dart in the meeting? Was that a good idea? And until we get a decision, we're going to be sitting here breaking that down. So that's number one for me. Number two, if Harbaugh goes wherever, Tennessee, Atlanta, I think it's a horrible look for the Giants. And what I mean by that is that the perception will be that they did everything. They rolled out the red carpet. And everything you hear is that money's not an issue. They flew him up here. They wined and dined him. Chris Farrell went to his house personally on Sunday to have lunch, to have tea and a sandwich and whatever they did for lunch. All of that. And it's the perception is that Dart, young nucleus, New York City, it's a done deal. Except it's not. And if it doesn't come to fruition, the perception will be this is a horrible look for the Giants. And the last thing for me is that I hope this isn't the case, but I'm just being honest because this is in my brain, that John Harbaugh didn't view the situation as, wow, okay, the Giants are very, very interested in me. And they're letting it known that they're very interested in me. And it's very flattering. And I have a ton of respect for ownership. I have a ton of respect for the franchise and what they've accomplished and what they stand for and what they mean for the NFL. I don't really have as much interest as they have in me. But I'm going to go through all of this and go through the process with them so that it doesn't look like I kind of just big-timed them and it makes them look really bad. Even though if he doesn't pick there, it makes them look bad as well. I'm just trying to get into the head of John Harbaugh. And hopefully this is all just me trying to make something out of nothing. And John Harbaugh, while we're sitting here tomorrow, 24 hours from now or less, he is the head coach of the Giants. But he's got other meetings that he's setting up. And if he was going to pick the Giants already, he would have. It would have been a done deal. So there is a little level of not the greatest of signs that he left the facility. Like, think about that. Like, I try to, like, compare it to something in your life where proposal, I think that's the best one I could come up with right now off the top of my head. And it's obviously not a perfect comparison, because if you're proposing to somebody, in all likelihood, you've had a relationship where this is not really a relationship. You're more trying to get the first date. But I think the proposal is what I want to go with here. And you have this amazing, amazing proposal set up. And you have the champagne and the chocolate-covered strawberries. And you rented a beautiful suite, a beautiful hotel in New York City. And you have it all planned out. And it's this great, like, nobody would say no to this. And you're confident that they're going to walk in and see all of this stuff. The bed of all the roses on the bed, the petals, the whole nine. And you can't wait for him to arrive. You can't wait for her to arrive. And then John Harbaugh walks in. You do all that stuff. And you bust out the ring. And he says, I'll let you know. How would you feel? How would you, like, where would your confidence level be at? He didn't take the ring right away. He went to go discuss other engagements. If it was so overwhelmingly a yes for Harbaugh, then why wouldn't he have just said yes now? 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Tom in Jersey City. What's up, Tom?
Loogie, what's going on,
hey,
brother?
Hey, what's happening, dude?
I'm just wondering where Positive Tommy is right now. I don't think John Harbaugh leaving the facility is that big of a deal, considering the fact that he's been in a relationship for 18, 19 years.
Sure.
Maybe he just kind of wants to see what else.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
He wants to get his rocks off a couple times, and then he'll come back to the person he wants to marry. I know that feeling. That one I do. That one I can relate to.
I kind of think that's where he's at. If you're in a relationship for 18 years, you ain't just going to jump at the first piece that's, breaking it off for you.
Yeah, no, I hear you on that, Tom. But I think it's also important, and I think it's important to the audience, to throw out all the different scenarios. And you brought up a great one here, and we can kind of go through it together because there are positive sides to it. And I tried to give more of like what's going through my brain right now. But that's an interesting take, meaning like he knows, Tommy, that this is it. Like, I don't see Harbaugh coaching again after this stop. based on his age. Like, he's going to go wherever he goes and probably be the head coach there. And I appreciate it, bro, for whatever, 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, who knows, eight. I don't know the exact, you know, terms of, obviously the contract would be probably be a little short of that, but you get my drift. This is the last stop for Harbaugh. And you're right, he was in a long relationship, good comp, we're doing relationship comps, and you want to, you know, kind of see what's out there. Fair enough, fair enough. But then my counter to you would be, what if Tennessee has a, you know, what if they have a better backside? I mean, these are the things you got to think about, you know? They do have a lot of qualities that are attractive. They have Cam Ward. They have a ton of cap space. They have Tootsies. I mean, you know. They have Honky Tonk Central. They have 65-degree weather in December.
Loogie!
And for all the dopes like my buddy in the middays that are going to, because I'm not wishing this, but if it comes out that John Harbaugh picked Nashville because he was in Baltimore all these years and he wanted to go to a warmer weather climate, and he's busts out that take of, well, there should be a dome over MetLife, my calm response would be, hey, idiot, he wasn't referring to the 5 hours that he's on the sidelines every Sunday. He's talking about everyday life. He's talking about living here 12 months out of the year when it comes to weather. Because you've heard that about Tomlin now, that he might want to go down a... You know, I wouldn't be surprised if Tomlin ends up in Tampa.
I'm a big Mike Tomlin fan.
I know you are, Aaron. And who, and you know who isn't? Steeler fans. And for anybody, as we kind of dart all over the place here, pun intended. If they, because I could hear this already. Well, Kevin Stefanski, he didn't have great quarterback play. Okay. Fair enough. You know who else doesn't have great quarterback play? Mike Tomlin. The guy that we just heard in the clip there being talked about by Aaron Rodgers. You know who gets to the playoffs every year and wins? You guessed it. Mike Tomlin.
I like Mike Tomlin.
One of the things that everybody says about John Harbaugh when comparing Mike McCarthy is, well, Harbaugh, he didn't always have the best quarterback play like McCarthy did. But you know what John Harbaugh did? He would win. So if Kevin Stefanski was such a great head coach, he would have been able to overcome it. But he didn't. Which leads me to think, probably more suited and better suited for an offensive coordinator position, which is available. If he would like it, we can give it to him. I'm also open to Brian Daboll being the offensive coordinator for the Giants. The relationship with Dart, great offensive mind in my opinion, and really where he's best suited, which is working with quarterbacks. Because I want the head coach to be the CEO. You've heard me say it a million times. I'm going to say it a million more times. In fact, I heard Ian O'Connor on with Evan Adiki, and he referenced CEO. And I know I'm the first person on the station to say that. Just like generational talent, all that stuff. So clearly the national media is also using my material, which is
they call me Tommy the Rationalizer.
Absolutely. Well, Tommy the Trendsetter. This is really like, you wanted to see where positive Tommy is? This is positive Tommy, and this is Tommy the Trendsetter. Because I throw things out there and everybody uses it, which is totally cool. But that's what I want. I want the head coach to be CEO. And I want my coordinators to work with the development of my quarterback. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Russ in Norwalk, Connecticut. What's up, Russ?
Loogie, how are you, buddy?
We agree on this,
and I heard you earlier tonight before I was off, but when coming back, I wanted to make a comment.
Thank you.
If the Giants cannot land Harbaugh, they got to go to McCarthy second or Tomlin. Obviously, Tomlin is probably going to take a year off and go to Fox.
Yeah, and with Tomlin, you'd have to obviously trade for him because the Steelers own his rights because he stepped down. Yeah,
you got to go to McCarthy. You can't go to Stefanski. That's a bad move. And I'll say another thing. Daboll cannot be the offensive coordinator. So that's the other thing. You can't have a loser like this back in your facility. So the bottom line is get Harbaugh, let him bring in whoever he wants, and that's what you got to do. But I don't think Harbaugh's saying no to the Giants because he left the building without a contract. I think he owed it to those other two teams that he agreed to interview with to at least hear them, know in the back of his mind, you know, you're my first choice, but I'll see you guys again. And I think he's going to line up with the Giants.
Okay, well, you know what? Then that would be great news, Russ. And like I said, That was where I was sitting, you know, 24 hours ago. But as you, like, navigate through the waters, you're just trying to, in real time, grasp what's happening. And also, like, hey, if it doesn't happen, what's our backup plan? Like, what is the pivot?
Backup plan has to be McCarthy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Lugie, we agree on this now, buddy. The other thing, I do think Harbaugh's coming to the Giants. I'll tell you why I think that.
Okay.
First of all, I want to wish John Mara the best of health.
Absolutely.
Well, I don't agree with anything he's done the last 10 years with his football team. I certainly don't want him dying this way. I want him to go out a winner
of course.
Like he deserves.
And absolutely.
I wish him the best of health. I really do.
Yes.
That being said,
yes.
As far as the head coach goes, Harbaugh's great. But you know what? If they want to with McCarthy, like, I think they're 1A and 1B as far as career
record. Oh, I agree. Yeah, no, we're in lockstep on that, Russ.
That everybody's going to go Harbaugh or bust. No.
Yeah.
If they get McCarthy as their second choice and he's interviewing too, then you know what? And you know what? If they say, you know what, McCarthy, this is your, if you want the job, you can't leave the building, sign a contract, don't let him leave, and he does it, and then they tell Harbaugh, listen, sorry, you didn't agree to it when you left the building the other night, then guess what? I'm thrilled. If we get either one of these guys, I'm thrilled.
Russ, we're sharing a brain there, my friend. Sharing a brain. I am thrilled no matter what. And I felt like if it came down, and I said this earlier this week, if it was a two-horse race between the Giants and the Falcons, Giants are going to win that race because the Giants have the quarterback. Tennessee has a quarterback too, and they have a lot of cap space. So they're interesting. They're definitely a threat. Atlanta, great roster. They don't have the quarterback. So if it is Giants-Falcons, I would absolutely say John Harbaugh will be the coach of the Giants. But that little fly in the ointment of the Tennessee Titans and the John Harbaugh leaving the facility today, it just gives me pause. I just don't think it's the greatest of signs. And I could be absolutely 100% overthinking this, no doubt. But that's all we have. Because we're just going off of what we're reading and what we're thinking and a feel and a vibe and just overall assessment of a situation that is quite frankly very unique and we may never see it again, which is a coach of this stature and this many openings. There's like 9 openings in the NFL as far as head coach and where they're going to, or where he, John Harbaugh, is going to land because it's his choice, it's his pick. And he is being courted and he is doing the interviewing, not the other way around. All right, 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. We will get back to those calls on the Giants. We will open it up, too, as well with the Jets because Dante Moore has decided to go back to Oregon. What does that mean for the Jets picking number 2 in the NFL draft? Plus, we do have an update. We have an update on Kyle Tucker and the Mets and a possible timetable for when it seems like the timetable business right now. We're in the timetable season. We have a timetable on Harbaugh. Hopefully, it's within the next couple days. We also now have a timetable on Kyle Tucker and when he could sign with the team. So all of that's coming up. I got you till 2 a.m. here on The Fan. It is after hours. It is Lugie in the late night. The number's 888-808-1019. Tommy Lugauer here on The Fan. Tommy the Trendsetter.
Lugie!
It is after hours. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. The Fan Focus is sponsored by Chef IQ, precision cooking, effortless results, chefiq.com. I'll tell you what I'm focused on, and that's Paul Schwartz. Now you say, what? Why would you be focused on Paul Schwartz? It's 11:40 at night. I'm sure Paul's abed, asleep, and he's tucked away. You know, long day with Giants here, big day tomorrow. Well, hit it, Connor. That is the sound effect that we will use here on After Hours for breaking news. And I think it's worthy of it here because Paul Schwartz has tweeted this out. All signs point to John Harbaugh becoming the next head coach of the Giants, the Post has learned. So I'm going to operate right now like John Harbaugh is the coach of the New York Giants. So first, let me applaud the Giants for their pursuit of John Harbaugh. Reeling in the big fish. John Harbaugh immediately walks in this door and changes the entire culture of the Giants. When we're sitting here a year from now, we will be talking about Giants playoff football. Because Harbaugh, from day one, will get this team to a 10-win season. Bare minimum. because the roster is there. The personnel is there. The franchise quarterback is there. The offensive line is there. The defensive line is there. They have a number one wide receiver. They have a great running back room. They have the fifth overall pick in the draft. They have the young nucleus and all the necessary things that you need to win in this league. Except the head coach. But now, according to Paul Schwartz, all signs point to John Harbaugh becoming the next head coach of the Giants, the Post has learned. This is a day of celebration and a tremendous hire by the Giants. And all I could say is, Paul, why didn't you tweet that out an hour ago? Because I opened up the show just ripping, you know, my heart and my guts out and just going through all the feels here in my brain of, well, Harbaugh left. What does that mean? Is that bad? Is this a dog and pony show? Was he just doing this to, because he has respect for ownership and the franchise and, you know, he really wants to be the coach of the Titans? You know, if I had this information an hour ago, I would have totally done a different open. That's okay. We're in real time here. And we normally don't get news at night, which is great. Not great that we don't get the news, that it's great that we're getting the news here. So if you're about ready to go to bed, don't, because we have a lot to talk about tonight. Because all signs point to John Harbaugh becoming the next head coach of the Giants, the Post has learned. This is Paul Schwartz, who obviously covers the Giants for the Post. Playoff football is back. Go through this season, and this is as with Dart as a rookie, and him not starting the first couple games, which was a major mistake. As you know, I was at the forefront of wanting Jackson Dart to be the starter in week one. Go through the schedule game by game by game. And now take Brian Daboll out of there, take his staff out of there, Bowen, Kafka, and insert John Harbaugh as the head coach. How many wins do you think the Giants have? A lot. 10. And they're in the playoffs. And now we start to dream about, okay, what's the staff? Because I put this one out there about a month ago. Now, granted, it was Mike McCarthy as the main guy. Mike McCarthy was my leading candidate. I had McCarthy, which now can be Harbaugh, absolutely. And I always thought they were interchangeable. And we argued for a week here about the merits of both. And I would have been thrilled with either guy. The Giants made it extremely clear that Harbaugh was their number one option. And they acted accordingly. And even though at times I thought, too aggressive, maybe you scare him off, hand up, I was wrong about that. If this all comes to fruition. And if you're just tuning in and you don't, is Tommy talking crazy talk? This is from Paul Schwartz, who covers the Giants for the Post. He tweeted this out just a little while ago. All signs point to John Harbaugh becoming the next head coach of the Giants, the Post has learned. So I take that as, I mean, it's basically done. That's just me. That's my interpretation of it. And that's how I'm going to roll with it. So I thought they were too aggressive. They clearly were just right. It was Goldilocks. This porridge was just right. It wasn't too hot. It wasn't too cold. It was perfect. And everything that, and now I got to do a quick victory lap here, though. This one I have to do. For everyone out there that thinks that Joe Shane should have been fired and Joe Shane was going to cost the Giants Harbaugh, well, you're wrong. Because clearly, well, I mean, I guess Joe Shane could be out, but presumably Joe Shane is sticking around. So for those of you that thought, oh, Joe Shane is going to get in the way here, he didn't. And for those of you that think that Joe Shane has done a bad job, where are you now? Because John Harbaugh could have went anywhere. He had the pick of the litter. And he, according to Paul Schwartz, who just tweeted this out a little while ago, that all signs point to John Harbaugh becoming the next head coach of the Giants, the Post has learned, which Paul Schwartz works for. For everyone that said Joe Shane has put together a bad roster, then why, oh why, did John Harbaugh pick the Giants. And for anyone that says, well, it's only because of Jackson Dart. Who drafted Jackson Dart? Who drafted him? Who drafts the players? Joe Shane. And that's exactly what Joe Shane did. Brian Daboll, before anybody gets nuts here, yes, Brian Daboll, that was his guy. But Joe Shane signed off on it, which he didn't have to do. But he did. So he deserves credit for it. He deserves a lot of credit for the running back room. He deserves a lot of credit for this offensive line that played their behinds off all year, and it was one of the best offensive lines from the Giants that we've seen in years. He deserves credit for Brian Burns. He deserves credit for Malik Nabers. I gave Joe Shane a B+, and I was criticized and ridiculed for doing that. Well, you know who agreed with me? Management. You know who else agreed with me? John Harbaugh. In fact, maybe John Harbaugh gave him an A. Gave him an A+.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Because if this is true and this report is, you know, all signs pointing to, which, look, I'm going to take a little bit of a liberty here. I feel like that's saying, like, it's at the goal line. Right? Dot the I's, cross the T's. It's almost there. All signs point to it. Like if I said right now, all signs point to me being a generational talent. You say, yeah, that's about right. Or if I said it's 11:48, all signs point to it's going to be midnight in about 10 minutes. You'd say, oh, yeah, it's
no biggie.
That's about right. Now, Paul, you got to know this, too. If this doesn't end up happening, Giant fans are not going to be happy with you. Now, I could give you tips on what it's like when people are mad at you because people are mad at me constantly. So I can give you all the, and Paul, I like you a lot. So if you need help here, because the mob's coming after you if this doesn't. A lot of people might be sleeping now or they're rocking out to me after hours and I'm giving the information here. But for those that have to work early, they're asleep, they wake up to this, they're going to be giddy. And if it doesn't happen, they, you know, People are going to be mad because there's been so much anticipation and anxiety. And also, we all know how important this hire is because of Jackson Dart, because of the young nucleus, and also because of the not just the future that we're looking at, but it's hard to shake the past of all the failed coaching hires that they've had since Coughlin. And this was exactly what the direction should have been. Harbaugh should always have been the direction, or I wanted McCarthy because I feel like, hey, experienced coach, a guy that can win, a guy that has won. A CEO, someone that can build a culture here with the Giants. And for those that were more pro-Harbaugh than pro-McCarthy, one of the things they pointed to was the fact that Harbaugh, a little bit more of an iron fist that he leads with, more of an alpha male, more of a guy that's going to kick everybody into shape. And that's exactly what the Giants deemed that was needed as their head coach. And now as we think about the staff, which I threw out there about a month ago, which was McCarthy at the helm. Okay, that doesn't sound like it's going to happen. You insert John Harbaugh, great. And now I start to think about offensive coordinator. I would be interested in all three of these guys for offensive coordinator. All three. Dable. I know that sounds crazy, but if Brian Daboll is interested in being the offensive coordinator for the Giants, I am interested in him. Brian Daboll called John Harbaugh. Do you ever think maybe, just maybe, Daboll said, hey, it's a great place, it's a great ownership, it's a great team, Jackson Dart is the best. By the way, if you get the gig, how about I come on board as your offensive coordinator? It sounds nuts, but crazier things have happened in sports. Mike McDaniel. Love Miami Mike, or the formerly Miami Mike. I would be all on board for him being the offensive coordinator. And this guy's probably going to get a job. McDaniel could get a job, too, as a head coach. Dable's not going to. McDaniel might. Stefanski, in all likelihood, will land somewhere. But if he doesn't, I would be on board with Stefanski as the offensive coordinator. And for DC, to me, this is my number one pick. No doubt about it. I want Antonio Pierce here as the defensive coordinator. He's an alpha. The ties to the organization are obviously well documented. And his leadership, his voice is so desperately needed. Whether it's getting Dexter Lawrence back to playing winning football, whether it's getting that defense to reach its potential, which it did not do, whether it's getting Abdul Carter to reach his potential, and having guys like Harbaugh and Pierce voices that guys will listen to. Lawrence will listen to them. Abdul Carter will listen to them. And that's what is needed. So that's my dream staff here. And in case you're just listening and you're wondering what I'm ranting and raving about, Paul Schwartz put this out on social media just a little while ago. Paul Schwartz obviously covers the Giants. He's been covering the Giants forever, but he's covering the Giants for the Post. This was Paul on Twitter. All signs point to John Harbaugh becoming the next head coach of the Giants. The Post has learned. Let's go to the Chief in Cherry Hill. What's happening?
I'm doing wonderful tonight. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. How you doing? Oh, you're doing well. You already said you were doing wonderful. So
it was redundant for me to ask you that. It's all good. I turn on the radio. I'm happy that you're the one that broke it. I just got into the car and you said it. I'll be honest. I am pumped. You know, to me.
Well, now that you say that though, and you framed it that way and you phrased it that way, there's a couple things going on here. If Paul Schwartz, if he doesn't end up with the Giants, John Harbaugh. People are going to come after me now too. So now I'm the messenger. So now me and Schwartz are going to have a conversation here because you're right. I'm the messenger. Everybody's going to be like, well, we heard Lugie talking about it for hours and on after hours. So not only are we going to go after Paul Schwartz if this doesn't happen, they're coming after Lugie. And like I said,
I won't come after you. I won't come after you.
All right, deal.
I promise.
Okay, pinky swear.
I'll go after Schwartz. Absolutely.
Well, do me a favor too. Don't go after Schwartz. He's a nice fella. Don't do that either.
No problem. Listen, worst things that have happened as a fan, so it wouldn't be the worst. The thing to me, I just wanted to say, I think you sort of said this before. I just wanted to echo the point that makes me the happiest is finally we don't have guys like Shermer, McAdoo, Judge.
Chief, I gotta let you go here because we do have more breaking news. We don't even have to play the sounder, Connor. It's all good. This is from Adam Schefter. John Harbaugh and the Giants are working to finalize an agreement to make him New York's next head coach. Barring a setback, a deal is expected. Multiple sources tell Adam Schefter. So, barring any setback, which really, this is exactly what Schwartz said. This is exactly what Paul Schwartz said a half hour ago. Schefter's just taking it a little bit further that they're working on a contract. They're finalizing an agreement. All right. We have to take a break. I apologize for that, but we do have to take care of some business going into midnight. But we have 2 hours to talk about this. If you're just tuning in right now, all signs point to John Harbaugh becoming the next head coach of the Giants. They are working on a contract as we speak. So it's basically done. We'll get your reaction. I'll give you more of my reaction. A lot to do here after hours on The Fan, Tommy Lugauer.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.